Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So it is the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hi.
Hello.
You know, Gandhi, is this your last podcast to do with us for 2 weeks?
I can definitely stay on the podcast with you guys in the next. You know,
oh, she needs
weeks,
to.
But yeah, if there's an option to tap out and sleep, sure.
So as you know, Gandhi will be on the road. She'll be off the grid with Diamond and Andrew. And yeah, all the more reason why you should be podcasting with us. We want to see where you are and what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, my plan, and of course, it's the plan at the moment. It could change. But my plan is to continue to do every single thing the same with you guys on the air in the morning. And do the podcast and still make some games and keep it going while we're doing this.
Okay. Where's Brody?
He probably went back to sleep already.
No. Once he found out,
the hook,
yeah.
He literally will unplug, and my guess, and he goes back up into his bed, and he's probably on his third dream already.
But yeah, how many of us do that? Like, as soon as the show's done, good night.
I'm curious about that, Danielle. Can any of you do this show and then immediately get back into bed and go to bed?
Yes.
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh, really? I'm so wired after this show.
Yeah,
I've done it once or twice.
I can't do it. I mean, this is like 4 hours sitting in an electric chair.
Yeah.
So I'm
like
going to
go
take a nap.
Lay down and just kind of decompress. Like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad Scotty B is here. There's something we have to talk about.
Uh-oh.
What?
Who wants to bring this up?
Nate's the one that's loving it.
I just can't believe how cheesy it is.
You guys are such dicks.
What is it?
Do you guys ever go to his Facebook or his Instagram and see when he posts pictures with celebrities back when we had celebrities in here?
Yes.
His captions are the cheesiest things I think I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a dad.
They're like dad captions.
It's dad humor. Bad dad humor.
So he has a picture of himself with Nick Jonas, and here it is. And he always incorporates the title of their current song. So he says, nice Nick pic. Jealous?
What?
I mean, and always, someone always says, see what you did there.
Okay. I got to tell you, this goes way back with Scotty, before a lot of you guys even knew him. There used to be a friend of ours who worked at the station, Cubby, and they would always, like, if an artist's name would come up in conversation, they would have to intertwine
the name of the song.
You have the name of the song came up.
Scary's in on this too. Hardcore.
And I do it to this day, but I really relegated it to that room and just Scotty and I, because you guys don't play that game. Right. I always think it's freaking corny, and you guys eye roll harder than anybody
else.
You'd
be sitting there, and someone would say, oh my God, that ride was such a thriller. And then Scotty would say,
all right,
oh,
Mike.
Thank you, Michael Jackson. Yeah. And so you'd always have to find a song title in natural conversation and then point out a song artist that's saying that song.
That's right.
And we always said that the game is over when the artist says something, and we can go, all right, Shaggy, you know, because if you say it to them, then the game's over. Yeah, we haven't done that yet.
These are so cringeworthy. So there's one. you with DNCE and says, DNCE here today to debut some new music. The best I can do is have some pie by the Hudson River later. Oh my, these are so cringeworthy.
Scotty. Don't give the finger. You know, you wrote this. You know, embrace it.
Embrace it, yeah. Exactly.
I think my favorite, though, was his caption about Sierra. I 1-2 stepped on her toes.
Oh my God. Oh, this is Fletcher. Only one of us is undrunk. These are so bad.
Scott.
So by the way, if you don't know the artist or the music, you don't have one fucking clue what he's talking about.
That is correct. Yeah. So,
Julia Michaels has issues, but I have more.
Can you imagine though, if you actually don't know any of these artists or the names of the songs, reading Scotty's captions, like, what the hell?
I gotta be honest with you, Gandhi. I know all these artists and songs, and I still think this is stupid as hell.
Heading in a different direction, Zayn Malik.
That's clever. I gotta give you that one.
Hold on. Hey,
are you holding up?
And we guess
are you holding
who it
up
is.
The photos? You have to hold up the photos.
Okay. Well, here's one. Finally confirmed. I am the father.
Maury Povich.
Well,
you should read the caption, and we have to guess who the person is.
Oh, yep. God. Okay. Right. Here, let me.
Great game.
I think I got another one.
I hate you.
You can't play Scotty.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, hang on. Let me get this one zoomed in here. Here, you want to guess? I can't give it away without saying.
Just leave the name out. Leave the name out.
Could she get any closer?
Closer.
Halsey.
Halsey.
Dear God.
Show us the picture.
Right there.
Oh, Scotty.
By the way, Halsey in that picture looks like she ought to be holding up a newspaper in some sort of ransom pic. Like, she does not want to be standing next to you.
Help me.
Okay, hang on. I think I have one more. Where did Andrew go? Andrew had all of these.
I think he sent a bunch to the Slack room.
Okay.
Oh, here's the Sierra one.
Poor Scotty.
Well, you heard that one already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I've gone through most of the good ones.
Well, yeah, those are the only good ones.
Yeah. I think I 1-2 stepped on her foot.
How about this one? I'm not going to make a thrift shop joke, but my shorts, geez.
Macklemore.
Please.
Oh.
He had one with Gabourey Sidibe that was pretty cringeworthy as well.
I didn't see that one.
I said, wow, she's precious.
But she is. Yeah. And she has double meaning.
Look, Scary is very impressed.
That's another clever
Scary's
one.
Scary's impressed with this whole
Some
thing.
Some of them are cheese, but that one I like.
They're all cheese. They're all. This, I still don't understand the humor in this. You guys are laughing. I feel like you guys are playing a joke on.
No,
play a joke on us. Pretend something's
at how
funny.
Corny and cringeworthy is, and how proud of himself he is for spinning these.
The worst part is there are radio DJs who this is their break every day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, the lawnmower.
Here comes the lawnmower. Hold on. I got dogs barking. I got dogs barking, lawnmowers going by, cicadas. I got to turn this off.
Sounds see like Daya? A beautiful day.
Did you see Daya?
Which one was Daya?
What does that say?
Daya stopped by, told her to sit still, look pretty for this pic. She insisted on standing.
God, I hate you. Oh, my.
That one was a lot of work.
My favorite one of all time, that it was not a picture, but it was on the radio, was Cubby and his joke where he said, this next song will cost you 95 cents. And the phone caller says, here's a dollar. And Cubby replies, here's your nickel back. Never made it as a wise man. I mean, isn't that... I will never forget that. That was great radio.
What did one pigeon say to the other pigeon?
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Yeah, that was great radio, huh?
The Nickelback one, though, Elvis, you got to give it to Cubby on that one when he did that.
Which one?
Oh, the next song costs 95 cents. And the listener says, here's a dollar. And Cubby says, here's your Nickelback. And he plays, never made it as a wise man.
Killer radio, killer.
This is, once again, proving that we really are our own worst enemies.
I know.
All right, lit.
God!
Come on!
Gary!
Sorry.
I'm embarrassed to be in this industry right now.
I know. Elvis wants to jump off a ledge for sure at this moment. He hates us all. I do too.
And here's the radioism I hate more than anything. Where a disc jockey comes on and starts playing a song, and they incorporate the title of the song and what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, give me the name of a song.
Closer.
Okay. Well, here's a nice song for you. I can't believe we're this close to giving you $10,000 coming up next with the keyword to text in. You know, you're like, what? Oh, I see. They put the word close in there.
Oh, so punny. So punny.
Oh, you could do that with closer. Deja Vu, Olivia Rodrigo. Oh, if we did it last hour. Have a deja vu. We'll do it again this hour.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Radio stations make entire weekend promotions, though, out of some of these song titles.
That doesn't make it better, though. All I picture is the person in the tropical shirt standing in front of the microphone just doing the, hey, everybody, wait, like Elvis just did. Oh, Lord.
That was me.
I remember we did a promotion on Z100, and it was Bowling with Bowling for Soup. That was kind of cool. You're incorporating the name of the, and the group showed up to bowl with us. I mean, it was back in the day, but you know, we were young and you know,
and radio people.
And radio people.
I found another Scotty B one. So he's standing with someone and goes, what a great guy, way cooler than me.
Mike Posner.
My goodness.
Not until the last 3 years he's gotten clever with his captions.
Clever. Thank you, Garrett.
I hated when a jock would intro a song and say, here's a little Maroon 5. Like, why the fuck would you say that? It's so stupid.
This whole thing is stupid.
I was about to say, Elvis is...
I feel like we had nothing to talk about today. We just talked about this.
To give Elvis credit, he never did. You never did that stuff. Even in your earlier days. You never...
Thank God.
You always marched to the beat of your own drum.
Sometimes.
I'm sure we could find a 5 o'clock whistle with something in there.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Oh, no. I was definitely the king of cheese back in the day.
Were you rhyming?
I rhymed a little bit, absolutely.
Yeah,
I screamed, and I was rhyming. I did all the.
Give us a sample. Give us a sample. A rhyming sample.
I will not do that. I remember when I first started in radio. Someone would go, "You're on the radio?" Yeah, and they put a pencil up to my mouth. And go, here, pretend you're doing the weather. No.
The hell? Elvis, do you remember when did you start doing you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends?
You can't wipe your friends on the couch?
Yeah.
That used to be my sign-off every day. That was a long time ago. I don't know where that came from, but I'm trying to get away from that shit.
Here's another Scotty B one.
Oh, good.
So let's see if we can guess the caption with the Scott brothers.
What?
Three Scots, yeah. Right?
That's a lot of O Scots.
Oh, God.
Look at Scotty. He doesn't want to hear any of this shit anymore.
I know. He doesn't even want to.
I'm deleting them all today.
Don't delete them. Oh, them proudly. Every time we read one, your face lit up. You're still so happy at your captions. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Scotty. Are we done yet?
Elvis has been done.
I think we're done.
I'm enjoying the ride. It's a lot of fun.
I'm gonna find a picture with me and Elvis and say, well, maybe I'll leave the building.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
I can't wait till your wife, Amy, hears this.
I don't understand why you're laughing so hard at this.
It's so bad, it's funny.
Exactly.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so cringeworthy that we have to endure hearing it.
There you go. So let's do 15 minutes of it then. I have an idea. Let's do something that's so cringeworthy. Let's just do that. That sounds good. All right, well, there's that. I guess we're done.
Yeah,
I think so.
All right, well, so Gandhi, next time we see you on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, you'll be...
in a completely different place. I believe the next time we'll be in Carlsbad Caverns, in that area.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. You've got a heavy weekend of driving.
Stop, Garrett.
Yeah.
Coming up.
I found one more.
My roommate's back in Boulder.
Chain smokers.
I don't get it. Okay. Well, bye.
We never
bye,
get
everybody.
It
bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.